product lifecycle stages. Product design is only the first step in a product's lifecycle. In supply chains, it is important to remember that after a product has been designed, produced, and sent off into the market, the product lifecycle undergoes different stages that impact how the supply chain for the product might be handled. The product lifecycle can be defined as the stages a new product goes through from beginning to end. Refer to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary for more information. As illustrated in Exhibit 1-28, an extended product lifecycle includes development, introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Exhibit 1-28, Product Lifecycle, Development. Product or service development is the incubation state of the product lifecycle. There are no sales at this point as the organization prepares to introduce the product. Traditionally, this is the period when market research, product design or service definition, testing, and finalization are accomplished. Introduction. During the introduction stage, sales of the product or service will be low until customers become increasingly aware of it and its benefits. The organization is likely to have additional costs associated with establishing distribution of the product or service. The higher costs added to the low sales volume typically make this stage a time of negative profits. Growth. The growth stage is a time of rapid revenue growth. Sales increase as more customers become aware of the product and its benefits. Once the product has proven success and customers begin seeking it, sales will continue to increase as retailers become interested in offering the product. Distribution may be expanded at this point. During this stage, competitors may enter the market. The organization's promotional costs may increase in order to sustain market share. As the base of customers and distributors grows, businesses must commit increased resources to both satisfying the market's needs and gathering and analyzing data in an ongoing manner. Production and inventory levels must be managed to avoid stockouts or delays that could lead to customers switching brands. A make-to-stock strategy may work well for many products in the growth stage. Maturity. The maturity stage is the most profitable. While sales continue to increase, they do so at a slower rate. Competition will result in decreased market share and/or prices. The competing products may be very similar at this point, making it difficult to differentiate them from that of the organization. Decline. Eventually, sales begin to decline as the market becomes saturated, the product becomes technologically outdated, or customers' tastes change. If the product has developed brand loyalty, profitability may be maintained longer, but with the declining production volumes and increased unit costs, eventually no more profit will be made. Organizations that used a make-to-stock strategy may need to transition to a make-to-order strategy to prolong profitability as long as possible. Ideally, new products have been developed and the cycle will continue. One purpose of learning the differences between these phases is to enable product lifecycle analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines lifecycle analysis as a quantitative forecasting technique that is based on applying past patterns of demand data, and that covers introduction, growth, maturity, saturation, and decline of similar products to a new product family.